The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Tropical Storm Barry is gaining strength as it reaches the Louisiana coastline. Governor John Bel Edwards held a press conference yesterday and gave this update.
We're anticipating a Category 1 hurricane at landfall, which at this time we believe will be Saturday morning and will be in the central coastal area in and around Morgan City. Obviously, there will be updates between now and then, and everyone needs to pay attention to the track. However, we shouldn't be focused primarily or exclusively, I should say, on that track. This is going to be a major weather event for a huge portion of the state of Louisiana. And the more information we get, the more concerned we are. It's going to be an extreme rain event for a large portion of the state.
Edwards requested a federal emergency disaster declaration ahead of the storm. President Trump declared a federal emergency disaster last night. Mandatory evacuations have been issued for some Louisiana coastal communities as the storm strengthens. Rainfall amounts are expected to be as much as 10 to 25 inches in some areas. The National Hurricane Center reports Barry is less than 100 miles off Louisiana's coast, moving at 5 miles per hour with 50 mile per hour sustained winds, and is expected to make landfall sometime Saturday morning. The annual Red River Balloon Rally is still a go for tonight and Saturday, pending weather conditions. Chris Jay with the Shreveport-Bossier Convention and Tourist Bureau has the details.
Well, the Red River Balloon Rally is an enormous hot air balloon festival with live music on two stages, tons of food and other vendors, all sorts of things for families to do, like a kid's play area and things like that. There's going to be fireworks shows each night. This thing's just grown into an enormous regional festival.
And it's also part of a national balloon competition. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, while the hot air balloons are in town for the festival, they actually are competing in the Southeast Regional Hot Air Balloon Championships. Those have been going since, I believe, July 9th. So if you've seen balloons passing over your home, especially if you live, for example, in South Shreveport or North Bossier, those balloons are actually competing in a national kind of race to see who can advance and who the best balloon pilots in America are.
As far as the festival is concerned, how many balloons will be at this event?
Around 30 balloons are going to be there on Friday and Saturday. Of course, you know, weather is first and safety is first, but right now it looks like none of the incoming weather is going to impact the plan, and that's as we speak. Of course, they're posting updates on the Red River Balloon Rally Facebook page. That's a great place to kind of keep an eye out. But there will be 30 balloons there glowing and lighting up the sky, and it's just an incredible thing to see. If you've never seen a hot air balloon glow, it absolutely is stunning.
Chris Jay with the Shreveport-Bossier Convention and Tourist Bureau. The Red River Balloon Rally will take place on the east side of the LSUS campus in Shreveport. For information and updates, go to the Red River Balloon Rally Facebook page. This is Red River Radio News.